This is Phil Farrand. That was really long. And I am walking around today. I'm actually trying a little bit of an experiment, so this is going to be weird. I'm just telling you right now, this is going to be weird. I have in the past had some troubles with having wind buffeting against the microphones of my little recorder. I'm going to shut the garage door. So since I am home today, since I'm off from my major client, I thought, you know what? I'm going to try out my new windscreen. I got a windscreen, and I wanted to see how well it worked. So it's actually Christmas morning. Merry Christmas, everyone. And I'm out for a walk. It's a brisk morning. Gorgeous, gorgeous morning. It is, I don't know, 47 degrees, something like that. The sun's out. Let me get my glove on. And this is going to be even weirder since, I think it's still recording. I am still recording. This is going to be even weirder since I'm actually holding the recorder. So if you're listening on headphones, my voice may move around a little bit. I'll try to hold it somewhere in the center so it's not too weird. Wow, it's a gorgeous morning. It's just a gorgeous morning. There is a little bit of a breeze, so it will be interesting to see if this actually works. It's funny because this is called Dead Kitten is the name, is the name of this windscreen, Dead Kitten. And frankly, that's about what it looks like, but it's supposed to be really good. So we'll see. We'll see. It's been a good week. It is Wednesday. I normally do this on Thursday, but we'll call it a week. It's been a good week. Have been off since the last podcast. About the only oddity that we've had since we've been off is that apparently our recurring batches didn't quite get processed correctly on Friday. So where we normally put through 950 batches on the recurring day, we ended up only putting through like 190-ish. But we'll get caught up. We'll get caught up on that. There'll be a lot of little different sounds today. You may hear kind of the tinkle of a jingle bell every once in a while. That's because I couldn't find my normal orange cap. And I thought, well, I've got a Christmas cap. I'll just put that on. So every once in a while, there's going to be a little jingle there. And then I am walking on gravel. And I'm getting ready to get up on the asphalt here and head down to the little bridge and maybe up beyond. We'll see. This week, I've just been reflecting on this year, and it's been a good year. It's just been a really, really good year. Didn't necessarily get all the things accomplished that I wanted to get accomplished this year, especially when it came to my major client. It just seems like, whew, there's just always more complexities. But that's okay. We're making progress, step at a time. The writing has gone fine. Frankly, with the Christmas outfit and with as much work as that was, I was a little bit concerned that it was cutting into writing, but this last week I did upload all the files for book 11. So book 11 is in production. Booyah! Now I need to get back to doing my first read through of the first half of book 12, which I did in September and October of last year. And mid-September, mid-October, mid-November of last year. And then I've got to start a writing sprint next week. And then it's 8 weeks of writing. Hopefully finish that book up. Then we'll be to beta sometime April 1st. So we are on schedule. The whole costume stuff did not throw me off schedule. Which is good, because if it throws me off schedule, the way everything lines out, there's just, it's, I basically have to slip a whole 6 months if it throws me off schedule. So, you know, which wouldn't be the end of the world, but it's not. I don't know if the costume thing is really worth throwing one of the books off schedule. Although it's hard to establish relative value. because certainly the costume thing has more immediate impact on lives. Maybe it's only momentary, but there is certainly more immediate impact. Wow, it's a gorgeous day. The sun is out. I'm walking by a beautiful lake on my right. There's like a 30-acre lake that's just across the road from us. The sun is glistening on the surface of the lake. It's just absolutely beautiful today. My stick is still in place. there's a big gate here that is used to drive across of the 80-foot dam that creates the lake on our neighbor's property. This is not our property. It is the reason that we actually live out here. originally, my buddy found this lake, and he came back and announced we were looking for land. He found this lake, and he said, "I found the property we want. It's for sale." Okay, great. You know, it's 100 acres, had a 30-acre lake on it, held up by an 80-foot dam. And he called the realtor and asked them about it, and they were wanting $5,000 an acre for it. Which at that time, we eventually bought our land, bought 60 acres for $50 acres for $1,200 an acre. And, I'm a little clogged up this morning. And so that's about what land was going for out in this area instead of $1,200 an acre. Cars are going by, obviously. They wanted $5,000 an acre for that land, which would have put that land at $500,000, which was a little more than we were wanting to spend on land, since we ended up just spending $60,000. But there was the plot of land right next to that land across the road. And so we decided, you know, let's just buy there. And in the winter, when all the leaves are down, we can look across and see the lake. So it's pretty cool. Who knows what the future may bring there. Anyways, so it's hard to, it's hard to judge the impact between the costumes and costume days and the books, because certainly there is more immediate impact from costume days. Given that I only have a couple of dozen readers of the books, but I think long term, from a creative standpoint, I don't think there's any question that the books hold more weight. So if one of them had to go, I think it would be the costumes, although the costumes are a lot of fun and people really seem to enjoy them. So, you know, I don't know. So far, I haven't had to make a choice. Speaking of costumes, it was Elf Day last week. I had worn that costume before, and it's always fun. And I always get a lot of good reactions from that costume. 'Cause it's Christmas and, you know, it's candy cane tights, and it's I've got a teddy bear that I put on my shoulder, and I've got him set so that it looks like he's looking out around from my hat and looking around my hat and seeing what's going on. And the hat itself is actually an elf hat tree topper from Cracker Barrel. You know, it's really tall. I have to bend over when I'm clearing doorways and things to make sure it doesn't whack it. I did. I think it was going out of Walmart for the last time. I forgot, and I just clipped the hat right off my head. And it's tall enough, it absolutely would not stay on my head without me, without the bear, because I've got the bear set as a counterbalance, and I've got the bear pinned to the hat so that the bear sits on my shoulder, provides some weight, and then that stabilizes the hat. So it's fun. It's fun. There was one interesting moment in all of that. I had to go to Lowe's. And you know, Lowe's, there's manly men in Lowe's. And I had never been into Lowe's in a costume. I needed to pick up some 2-inch insulation board. And I thought, I just had my car with me, I thought they would cut it in half for me so I could get it into my car. But apparently they don't do that anymore. So the trip for what I was looking to buy in there turned out to be not useful. However, it's really interesting because I almost talked myself into not going into Lowe's. Because I had never been in there before in a costume. I'm not there that much that I have a cadre of friends and acquaintances in there who know me. You know, so the potential is different than it is when I go into Walmart or when I go into places, establishments where I have been and frequented. But the thought came to me, you know, if there's one person in Lowe's who might need, you know, to have a little enjoyment, it will be worth it going in there. Now, as it turned out, there was no problem. I had a lot of smiles, had a lot of Merry Christmases. It was fine. But I went strolling into Lowe's, and the service desk there is just right up at the front. And I walked through those doors. I'm going to wander over here. I'm down at a little bridge. It's about a half mile from my house. And there's this lovely little stream that goes through here. You can probably hear it in the distance. There's also a jet going over at the same time. There's a lovely little stream that goes through by here. Thought I'd just pause there a minute. So I went ahead on in to Lowe's. I'm walking in. The service desk is right there at the front. There's an older lady standing there with a friend. And I walk in and she turns around and she busts out laughing. She laughs and she laughs. And she comes over and gives me a hug, and I tell her Merry Christmas, and we just jabber a little bit, and then I go on my way and get my stuff, and, well, tried to get my stuff, found out they don't cut anything, so cut that there, so couldn't get it. So I'm coming back out again, and I see her in the main aisle there, and she grins again, comes over, and we have a hug, and then want to take pictures, and we take pictures, and she laughs, or, you know, we just have a lovely time. And I told her, I said, you know, I don't usually come to Lowe's in costumes, and I said, I was a bit concerned. I said, but I thought, you know, if there's just one person in here who will enjoy this. I said, I thought that'll be worth it. And I don't know if I told her specifically, but I thought, this is the person I came in here for. So it was fun. It was fun. It was lovely. I had a really interesting experience on Monday. And sometimes when you are in a certain mindset where you're trying to see things a certain way, you have experiences to sort of challenge whether or not you're actually going to be able to see things in that way. I had a friend last week said that there's this whole group of people who want to see Barbara Walters on the New Year's special, the Dick Clark New Year's special, because when New Year's comes, they want to hear her say, "I'm Barbara Walters and this is 2020. So, and I thought that's cute. This whole idea of, we have this saying, 2020, seeing things in 2020, and then it's going to be the year 2020. So there's some parallelism there. It's fun. It's cute. And so I got to thinking about that, and I didn't really have a t-shirt coming up for this Friday. And never one to shy away from another project, I thought, you know, maybe I should just make myself a t-shirt. Because there's an interesting play on words there. Maybe I could do something where I do that play on words and then also kind of have a New Year's resolution in there and then kind of encourage people a little bit to go into 2020 with a little better approach than what we've been having these last few years. Really starting about the midpoint of the teens, the 2000 teens, you know, through now. And that was with all this upheaval and all this vigilantism and all this zealotry and name-calling and everything else. That maybe we can do something a little better. And so I kind of played with a bunch of different stuff. I actually have the t-shirt made. I may be remaking the t-shirt because it's okay. It's okay the way it is. But the kids are coming down today for Christmas and they're good design people too. And so I'm just going to run a couple of designs by them. I may end up actually redoing the t-shirt. You know, I didn't once check for levels. Oh, okay. I'm okay on levels. I didn't once check for levels on this. But the idea is, in big letters, in cursive, which might be a problem because some millennials cannot read cursive. I thought about that later, but I really like the cursive calligraphy font that I have, so we're just going with it. In big letters, it says, "See only kindness in 2020. And then there's smaller letters that it's something like, "See only with a lens of kindness in 2020, and there's a monocle on the design. I think "see only through a lens of kindness" or "through the lens of kindness" is stronger. But there wasn't really space for it because of the way everything kind of compressed together. So I went with "see only," or "may we all," there's a prefix, "may we all see only with a lens of kindness in 2020. And I'm starting to get a little bit out of breath because I've been walking for a while and I'm getting ready to take the big hill. It's not really that big of a hill, but for me, it's the big hill. The big hill comes up about, it's just before a mile. And it's coming up here in a minute. So I'm going to get even more out of breath. But anyways, so I do have the t-shirt made. Right now, it says, "May we all see only with a lens of kindness in 2020. The design's pretty good. Did it with a Cricut. You know, cut it out two different colors. Got a red t-shirt from Walmart. Blah, 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 blah. Design is pretty good. But it might be a little better, so who knows? I may be remaking the t-shirt tomorrow because I would have to go back to Walmart, get another red t-shirt. I have enough iron-on sports flex material that I could remake it. At least I will by tomorrow night. We'll see. But anyways, that idea of trying to encourage people. Another car going by. Oh, and 106 beats per minute. That was my watch telling me that I've walked a mile at this point, so. Anyways, so I've got that, working on that. Gonna wear that. Don't know what socks I'm gonna wear with it. I'll figure something out. I've got enough socks that I can figure out there. Yeah, so we're into the hill at this point. We'll be done with the hill here in just a second. So anyways, on Monday, I'm working on this t-shirt. And I had already decided on Monday, my beloved had a lot of things to do at the house. And so I decided since I was off on Monday, it's a kicking around day for me. I'll just go ahead and get some of the errands done that she had on her list. Get those knocked out of the way because I had a few errands on my list. I could just combine them. It sounded really simple. It sounded really simple. Okay, gonna get in the car, gonna be at Walmart before 7 o'clock. Gonna get two new tires put on the van, get the van re-inspected, run down, get the license. Got 11 o'clock appointment at Toyota to get new keys, get the key fob working. Gonna run down to Springfield Dent, get a dent taken out of the hood, run over, pick up my wife's boots at JCPenney, you know, bang, 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 bang. Be home 2 o'clock-ish, do some reading, good to go. So I get to Walmart just before 7. Two cars are already in front of me. Rats. They're both tire things. Rats. So that's fine, you know. Because at first they said, well, we only have one tire guy on. They said, no, wait, we've got two people here. So they told the second guy, yeah, you'll be in. We'll have you in 5 to 10 minutes. Okay, great. So they got me taken care of, got my details. It was interesting because I know I am acquainted with the manager there. She's writing stuff down on paper. And I said, well, it looks like you're having an interesting day writing things down on paper. And so she explained, which I think is very admirable. She said, when we start up, she said, sometimes it takes a long time to get all the scanners and stuff started up. So when she said, when there's a line, I just write it down on paper so people can go and do what they need to do, and then we'll just punch it in later. But I thought that was very nice. That was a very nice approach, you know, to help move the customer along. So anyway, so I've got some grocery shopping to do anyways. So I go putter around doing that, see a friend that I hadn't seen for a long time, chatted, got caught up. Wow, that's making a lot of noise. I'm going to move it back here. Maybe it's still going to make the same amount of noise. Wave to the car. So we, you know, I go and do my grocery shopping. About a half hour comes by, I come back. The second guy's car has still not been pulled in. Okay, well, that's fine. But they said, we're getting ready to pull your car in. Okay, great. So I go over, find a place to sit down, do some writing. Come back, I don't know, 8 o'clock-ish or so. How many time in there? They did have the second guy's car in, so I'm thinking, oh, okay, so fine. So, figure, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes on the first car, half an hour, 45 minutes on the second car. Get my car in, half an hour, 45 minutes. I'm an hour and a half into this. You know, 2 hours into it, somewhere in there. I'm out of here by 9 o'clock. So I'm good. So I sit down, start doing some writing. There's a lady there. We start chatting because she wanted to chat. So we chatted. So everything, you know, everything was good. We're good. We're good. Everything's puttering along. Gets to be about 9 o'clock. They haven't pulled in my car yet. Gets to be 9:30. They haven't pulled in my car yet. I don't know. I don't know what happened with the guy in front of me. I thought that what he told them was he was just wanted the flat fixed. I thought that's what they told him. But something happened with that. And ended up, his car was in there for 2 hours. And so by the time they got my car in and got tires put on my car, the van, it was like 10:40-ish, 10:45-ish. It's like, oh man. But hey, you know, I mean, stuff happens. So that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. But now I've got an 11 o'clock appointment with Toyota, and I still need to get the car re-inspected. Thankfully, it was just a re-inspection. And so as I'm driving over to the car inspection place, I'm telling Jesus, you know, I need an opening here. And I get there, and there's another car in front of me. I'm like, ah, no. But it's just a friend who's talking to his buddy in there at the inspection place. So as soon as I pull up, the inspector guy says, what do you need, bud? And so I told him, I'm here. I've got my re-inspection. He checked the tires. He says, boom, boom. He's pull it in, put the sticker on it. You know, boom, boom, you're done. Yay. I actually made it to Toyota at 11 o'clock, right at 11 o'clock. So yay, got that done. So now I just need to get two keys done. Two keys. That's all I need. Programming a remote. Okay, great. So I settle into the waiting room there at the dealership, and I'm sitting there working on this "May we all see only through a lens of kindness" in 2020 t-shirt. And an hour goes by. Another half hour goes by. Starting to think, what in the world? It's two keys. I understand they have to be programmed. So finally, I kind of pack my stuff up and go back in, find my little representative, and say, hey, I was just going to check on those keys and see. He said, well, let me check on. I go, okay, great. So I settle back in and start doing, may we see only through a lens of kindness in 2020. And he comes out and he says, yeah, he said, I think it's going to be about 1 o'clock. Oh, okay. All right. Thanks. Great. So I'm dingling along and, you know, get the keys done, that kind of stuff. It's about 1:15 or so. I get the keys. Yeah, I get checked out. $200. Well, $195. To get two keys made that work with the whole electronic chip thing, everything. Okay, okay, that's fine. May we only see through a lens of kindness. I get out to the car. Little voice says, you should probably check those keys. So get out to the car, put the original key in the lock, turns, no problem. Put the new key in the lock, only turns when it's oriented one way, and it turns hard. Okay, put the other key in, doesn't turn at all. May we all see only through a lens of kindness in 2020. So I go back into the store, dealership, say, yeah, these keys don't seem to work. I said, one of them turns in the lock, but it's really takes more pressure than it should, and the other one doesn't turn at all. And I said, would you like to see? Yeah, let me go check. So he checks. He says, I don't know. Let me go look. One of my little neighbor dogs is coming this direction, but he's usually friendly. So, how are you, buddy? So guy says, well, just a sec. So he takes him back in. So it gets to be 1:30, 1:45. I finally get out of there. It is close to 2. So I have been at Walmart for 3 hours. I have been at the dealership for 3 hours. And then so I've only accomplished 3 things on my list. So I think, well, okay. I'm going down. I gotta get the license. I'm going down to get the license. So go down and get the license to the license place. I walk in. It's pretty full, but it's not too full. I'm thinking, yeah, this isn't gonna be too bad. Go over and get my little number. It's 27. My number's 27. Sit down. I've only sat down for a couple of minutes. And they call out 22, and I'm thinking, booyah! This is gonna be good. This isn't gonna take any time at all. And in fact, it did not. In fact, I was in and out of there 20, 25 minutes. It didn't, maybe 30 minutes, but lands for licensing, that's no time at all. So in fact, it was so no time at all. Wow, I'm already up to 30 minutes. In fact, it was no time at all that when I walked up to the woman who was going to take care of me, we were kind of going through, she was checking the paperwork and that kind of stuff. And, you know, I could tell she was trying to hurry, but she was trying to make sure it was right. I said, listen, she was saying, I'm sorry, I just got to check a few more things, because the car was actually came out of Illinois. So she had to, you know, make sure stuff was across and write title numbers and all that kind of stuff. I said, this is the most efficient establishment that I have visited today. And she she kind of looked at me. I think she thought maybe I was being sarcastic or something. I said, no, really. I said, I went to Walmart to get 2 tires put on my car, and it took 3 hours. And I said, I was there at 7 o'clock this morning before they even opened. I said, I went to a dealership for Toyota to get 2 keys made. It took 3 hours. It cost me $195. And so by this point, she's laughing. And we're laughing. And so their phone rang, and she was in charge of answering the phone at that point. So she takes the phone call, and she's apologizing. And I was telling her, look, it's okay. It's okay. As far as I'm concerned, you've got another 2.5 hours. Because, listen, if it takes another 2.5 hours, you will only be as efficient as those other establishments. And if it's any less than 2.5 hours, you are more efficient. So we were laughing and cutting up. So it's interesting. It's interesting. I'm back to my little bridge here. I may just finish this up here because we're already over 30 minutes. It's interesting when you're working on things that sometimes Jesus finds ways to drive the point home. May we all see only through the lens of kindness in 2020. And obviously there's a little play on words there, because it's not only in the year 2020, but it is with the perfect vision of 2020. And honestly, car going by. And honestly, none of us can actually see with perfect vision unless we are seeing through the lens of kindness and love. Because it's just so easy to let the flesh distort our view of things, distort our appreciation, our apprehension of what is happening around us, and turn it into apprehension. I had another moment this past week that hadn't really thought about it that way, but it just sort of came to me in the moment. And those things happen. You know, I'm sure you all have had that happen too, where you're talking with a friend or you're interacting in some way, and then there's just something that triggers. And I was talking with a friend, they had been through a great trial in their life, through a very difficult trial. They're recovering from it at this point, and it's a healing process, and they're working their way through it. And I was telling him how that this past year, one of the things I've attempted to do more and more in this past year is to be aware of the moments of my life, to be aware of the loveliness of the moments in my life, and just use them to pause and to be grateful. We're down in the center of Springfield, lots of asphalt, lots of buildings. I was talking to him about that. And the whole time that we had been outside and I was talking to him about that, because of this practice that I had been making through the whole year, I was very much aware of the sounds around me. And I was talking to him about taking moments to pause, and I just paused and looked at him. And we just stood there quietly for a moment. And then I finally said, "Do you hear the birds?" And he paused. He kind of smiled. He said, "I do now." And if you go back and listen to this podcast, this entire podcast, once I got out of the garage, I hope you can hear that there have been birds singing. Those birds sing in part to remind us that God is a good God and that He will watch over us. Because Jesus told us to consider the lilies of the field, consider the birds, consider that they do not toil, but that our Heavenly Father watches over them. And our Heavenly Father watches over us in the same way. I picked up Lynette's mom last night to take her to the Christmas Eve service. And we were just reflecting on the goodness of the God. And I had related that story to her. And she related a story to me that I had heard before, but I had forgotten. That her husband, Douglas, who was my father-in-law, who passed away a couple of years ago now, he was in the middle of a personal crisis, as pastors sometimes do go through, where the enemy comes to attack and they get discouraged and they're doing their best to stay focused, but it feels like they should just hang it all up. And he was, I think, on his back porch, really struggling. And he heard a mockingbird calling out in all of its various calls, because mockingbirds mock other birds. They imitate other birds. And he felt the Spirit speak into his heart. And it was something to the effect that I have given the mockingbird that beautiful song. And if I have given the mockingbird that beautiful song for you to hear, don't you understand that I will take care of you? And she said that, you know, just immediately, boom, brought comfort to his heart. And he walked back in and he was okay. It's amazing how the Holy Spirit can do that for us. So we're moving into a new year. There'll be lots of challenges this year. But there can also be lots and lots of wonderful moments this year. And if anything, I would have two pieces of advice for us in the coming year. That one, we do our best to see only through the lens of kindness in 2020. And two, listen for the birds. And remember that every time you hear the birds, that your Heavenly Father keeps track of every single one of them. And He knows the state of every single one of them. And if He knows that, He knows you, He knows your situation, and He will take care of you. This is Phil Ferrand. Haven't made it home yet, but I'm standing by a beautiful little creek on a beautiful Christmas morning. And I am grateful for the sacrifice of Christ and the fact that it has reconciled God and us. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.